tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Back to Bomber Gymnasium. Marion wins the tip. Lady Patriots with the basketball. They will operate left to right here in this opening quarter, opening half rather. They've got their red road uniforms, white numerals, blue trim. Davy, left side, top of the key. Matum in the white uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. A pass inside. Offensive foul against Marion. They try to work it inside to McCandry. And McCandry, she has called for the push-off. Picks up the foul, her first, and the first turnover by Marion this evening. So Matum now with their first possession of the evening. I said McCamry. It's actually McAdory. I'll make sure I get that right the rest of the night. 7:20 left in the opening period. Walker penetrates. They'll swing it right side now to the Husky. Works off the pick. The ball tipped away, stolen away. Each team with a possession, each team with a turnover. Quickly up ahead is Montgomery. Takes it in the paint, misses. And it's Foreman with the rebound for Mountain Home. 7:03 left opening quarter. Just getting this one started from Bomber Gymnasium. Marion in a man-to-man defensively. They like to trap out of this. There's a backdoor cut. Underneath it goes to Foreman. On the far side, it was tipped. She'll pick it up on the right elbow. Takes it to the right baseline with the dribble drive. Reverses the layup. Wild shot won't go. And Montgomery, the backside rebound for the Lady Patriots. Pretty quick pace right now. Lady Bombers probably like to have it a little bit slower than what's being played right now. Left side three from Williams. Good. Marion strikes first. 3-0. Lady Patriots lead. It was 6:21 left in this opening period. Working out top for Mountain Home. This is Walker with the dribble. It goes to the Husky on the left wing. Into the paint. High post to Tabor. Kicks it out. Top of the key to Pfeiffer. Works off the pick. The three will not go. Rebound, Tabor in the paint. Kicks it out to Pfeiffer. She's open for another three. This one good. We're knotted up at three. 5:50 left in this opening quarter. The winner gets an automatic first round bye in the state tournament. Steal underneath by Foreman. Knocks the pass away as they look for McAdory inside. Jonesboro and West Memphis playing in the other semifinal tonight. Mountain Home knotted up with the basketball. We're tied at three. Working off the pick is Husky to the right baseline. Drives in, shot blocked. She gets her own rebound. Kicks it back to Walker. Her three is off the back of the rim. And the rebound cleared out now by the Lady Patriots. They press the tempo quickly into the front court. Millo with it. Left side top of the key is Williams. Baseline drive, Williams, and the shot, no. The rebound, McAdory. Her follow won't go. And Tabor clears it out for Mountain Home. And we've got a travel in the backcourt. Mountain Home's going to turn it over. So each team with a couple of turnovers early on. 4:54 left in the first. We are tied at three. Marion now will get things set up on the offensive end. Williams runs the show out top. This is the defending 6A state champs. Shonda Johnson does a great job with this program. Marion on the offensive end. Out top, it's Davy. They'll swing it right side now. In the right corner goes to Montgomery. Finds McAdory, right baseline. She's covered up. Gives it up, gets it back, nothing there, kicks it out top of the key. Driving into the paint, missing the shot is Millo, and it's Riley Walker with the rebound. Trying to go all the way with it, she's going to be fouled as she heads to the basket, and she's going to shoot free throws. The foul's on Kaya Williams, her first, second team foul against Marion. Riley Walker will go to the free throw line. Walker averaging just over 2 points a game. 66% free throw shooter. First one is good. Into the ball game now for the Lady Patriots, Morgan Christian, a 5'11 senior. Mountain Home with the lead. Second free throw good. It's now a 5-3 Mountain Home lead. 4:09 left in this opening period. Into the paint, working off the pick is Davey. Kicks it out top to Millo. Into the corner right side, Christian. They look in for McAdory. She'll score underneath. She's a 6-foot junior. Obviously, they like to get it into her a lot. It ties the game at 5 with 3:45 left in this opening period. Mountain Home won the first matchup of these teams. That was at the Greene County Tech Tournament back in November. It's been 3 months. Mountain Home won that game 54-36. Right side top of the key is Walker. Picks up the dribble now and gets in trouble. There's Pfeiffer working free. Her three won't go. Foreman the rebound. The kick out to Husky. To the 15-foot mark. Jumper there won't go. And now it's going to be cleared out by Davey. Quickly into the front court. They look back door to Christian. Shot no. She's fouled by Tabor. Natalie Tabor with her first foul against Mountain Home. Lady Bombers got beat down the floor a little bit that time. Coach Husky was not happy about it. Christian at the free throw line to shoot two, looking to put her team back on top. First one is good. 3:09 left opening period. Marion back on top now, 6-5. Second free throw will not go. We've got a lane violation. Mountain Home was in the lane too early. So Montgomery gets another shot here. This free throw is no good. And it's Foreman with the rebound. That's her third board. Coming off a 10-rebound performance on Saturday. 6-5, Marion with the lead. Foreman has it top of the key for Mountain Home. Left side, five for that quick release. The three partially blocked. And the rebound to Davey. Davey, the outlet to Millo into the front court. Layup is good. And again, Mountain Home having trouble keeping up with Marion in the transition game. 8-5, Marion with the lead. 2:36 left opening period. Husky to the left baseline with the dribble. Works off the pick. Into the paint. Out top, Tabor. Tabor back to Pfeiffer. Long range three is off the back of the rim. And underneath, it's McAdory with the rebound. Marion into the front court, into the left corner. It's Millo, the ball knocked away, and they're going to call a foul against Mountain Home. This one's on Anna Grace Foreman. That's her first team foul, number two. Montgomery, back in for Marion, and McAdory will come out. Marion ball along the baseline, inbound. Davey in the corner, 2:13 left opening period. It's Lady Patriots leading 8-5. Williams looks underneath for Christian. She catches and scores. Mismatch underneath. You hear Coach Johnson hollering, get it to her. They did. They had Christian inside, who's 5'11", being guarded by Riley Walker, who's 5'4", and they were able to take advantage of the mismatch. 10-5, Marion leads it. A 7-0 run here by the Lady Patriots. Pfeiffer, backdoor pass to underneath to Foreman. Ball is taken away by Marion, but then a double dribble by the Lady Patriots. So Mountain Home will get it back with 1:35 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers will have it under their basket, left baseline to inbound, down by 5. Husky will trigger it, gets it into Tabor, left side top of the key to Walker, right back to Husky. Husky penetrates with the dribble. Back to Walker, working left side top of the key now with 1:26 left in the opening quarter. Walker looks in the corner, nothing there. In trouble, and finally gets it to Tabor in the paint. Tabor is going to be tied up. The arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers keep the possession. 1:12 left in the first quarter. 10-5. It's Marion with the lead. Pfeiffer in the corner. The three in traffic won't go. Rebound is controlled by Walker for Mountain Home. Pfeiffer in the corner, three, rims out. Walker, Tabor, the rebound. Her follow won't go. And then Foreman has it underneath for the Lady Bombers. Here's Pfeiffer for three, and it's good. 10-8, Mountain Home down two now with 49 seconds left in this first period. Out top with it is Millo into the corner to Christian, right side top of the key, Williams. She's directing traffic inside. 34 seconds left. Baseline drive, Williams, turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound, and Husky has it for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers have done a great job on the boards, and now Husky loses it in the backcourt in a turnover. Emma Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, in for Mountain Home. Marion goes to the bench and brings in Ashley Harney, a 5'7 senior. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Marion leads it by two. Millo works out top. They'll go into the left corner now to Christian. Down to five on the clock. They're going to have to hurry now. Along the baseline, they'll get it to Williams. Shot, no. And the quarter comes to an end. We've played one quarter. Marion leads it 10-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
We get ready to move to the second quarter. It's Mountain Home down by two. Marion leads it 10-8 after the first 8 minutes. Lady Patriots will have the basketball to start the second quarter. These teams will be matched up with Jonesboro and West Memphis in either the championship or the third place game on Saturday. Along the right side, Marion almost lost it. Back out to Harney. They'll swing it left side, top of the key to Millo. Into the paint with the dribble drive. Williams misses from 14. Oh, my gosh. Christian all over the back of Walker, and Riley still comes up with a rebound. Here's Husky firing the three. It won't go. And the rebound out of bounds off Foreman. It's going to be Marion basketball. Boy, everybody upset. There was not an over-the-back call on that rebound down here a while ago. Brian Clark, Scott Grady, Larry Dunn, our officials here this evening. 7:19 left in the opening half. Marion by two. Christian to the baseline. Harney now kicks it out. Top of the key, it comes to Williams. She wants a three. She's got a three. Her second three of the ball game. 13-8, Marion leads it. Mountain Home works it ahead. Still a man-to-man by Marion defensively. Around the top of the key is Martin, drives, misses the shot, and the rebound underneath by Christian. Into the front court, into the paint. The layup is missed by Millo, and it's Pfeiffer with the rebound. She'll work it ahead, behind the back with the dribble. Into the front court, kicks it to Martin. Lady Bombers set up the offense now. Husky ball fake, gets free, kicks it back to Pfeiffer, open for three, drains it. Third three of the night for Pfeiffer. 13-11. Marion leads it. 6:14 left here in this opening half. In the corner right side, Montgomery. Cross-court pass into the hands of Millo. Right side, top of the key, it's Montgomery once again. Marion, a good job with the ball movement. Lady Bombers in the 2-3 zone defensively. In the corner, Harney. Left side, top of the key, Williams. Tabor getting ready to check back in for Mountain Home with the next whistle. 5:41 left first half. Into the paint, it goes to Christian. Her jumper short. Foreman, the rebound for Mountain Home. She has five boards already. And a foul on the backcourt. Harney going for the steal, runs through Martin and commits the foul. That's her first. Team foul number three against Marion. Foreman out, Tabor in for Mountain Home. 5:32 left before halftime. Marion leads it 13-11. Out top, this is Walker. Husky right side, top of the key. Now Pfeiffer out top with it. Long threes off the back of the rim. And the rebound underneath Christian. That muscles the Mountain Home players and comes up with the board. Pfeiffer knocks away. Picked back up out top by Millo. As Marion gets things set up. Harney a three, won't go. Rebound Mountain Home. Tabor with it for the Lady Bombers and a foul. I wondered if they were ever going to blow the whistle, and they finally did. And they get Montgomery with the foul, her first, team's fourth. So still 13-11, Mountain Home leads it. Marion's going to bring a couple of players in next whistle. They didn't get up there quite in time to get checked in before Mountain Home inbounded it. Tabor has it. Left side, Pfeiffer. Quick release on the three. It won't go, though. And the rebound is Tabor underneath for Mountain Home. Martin, right side, drives by the defender. Back inside to Husky. Dumps it down low to Tabor. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be charged to Morgan Christian. That's her first. Fifth team foul against Marion. Marion takes a timeout. 4:33 left in the first half. Lady Patriots lead it 13-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
4:33 left in this first half. It's Marion with a 13-11 lead. Lady Bombers headed to the free throw line. Mally Tabor will be shooting two here for Mountain Home. Tabor, a 75% free throw shooter on the season. The first one is good. Makes it 13-12. Now she can tie it up with this one. Second one, rims out, rebound is loose on the floor. Riley Walker diving after it, ties up McAdory underneath, and Mountain Home's going to have the basketball. Great job by Walker. So Mountain Home has the basketball still. Inbounds pass stolen by Marion. Five turnovers by Mountain Home, and a foul by Husky as Marion throws it into the front court. Peyton's going to pick up her first. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. 13-12, Marion leads it with 4:26 left in the opening half. Left side, Davey. Out top, Millo for the Lady Patriots. Into the corner, goes to Montgomery. Lobs it inside to McAdory. Again, they try to work it to the 6-foot junior inside, and she's going to be fouled. Fouls on Riley Walker. That's her first, team's fourth. Again, they had that mismatch inside, and Lady Patriots able to take advantage of it. McAdory goes to the free throw line to shoot a couple here. Does not look comfortable. The first one Takes a long time. Good grief. First one is good. It hit the back of the rim and kind of died and fell in. She just does not look confident at the free throw line. You get 10 seconds to shoot the ball. Once you catch it from the official, boy, she's taking most of that. Second free throw way off the mark, and it's Tabor with the rebound underneath. 4:06 left first half, a two-point Marion lead. Walker now Husky out top. High post goes to Foreman. High post right now being top of the key as they've got a lot of players outside the arc. Pfeiffer picks up the dribble, gets in trouble. And a timeout's going to be taken by Mountain Home to avoid the five-second count. 3:42 left in the first half. It's Marion 14, Mountain Home 12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown.